Who might win on Wall Street, earnings or COVID? Today, we caught a glimpse. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the second day of August. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, for the second time this year, ammunition is once again in short supply. Have you heard about the electric jet company? We've got some sneaker news for you. Do we have a labor issue or a pay issue? Have you heard the battery that blew up and the fire that was massive? We'll share that story with you. A custom camper van company is running out of stock, and why? We've got the Wall Street Report, and Delta is throwing a wrench into returning to the office. For the interview, it's Dr. Glenn Hurst on rural economics, healthcare, and more. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're along for the ride again today. Stocks struggled on Wall Street today in spite of some solid earnings reports. Investors are now looking at not only supply chain issues, but also the resurging number of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. that could put a dent in the economic recovery. Meanwhile, and this is encouraging, the CDC says that as of Saturday, 346,456,000 total vaccine doses have been administered. That's about 816,000 more than the day before, and was the fifth straight day of recording more than 700,000 shots in arms. It would seem that we may get back on track. Those Wall Street numbers, I'll share those with you in just a bit. So we're not sure what might be causing it, but once again, ammunition in the United States is in short supply. The Guardian is reporting that manufacturers say they are producing as much as they can, but many gun store shelves are sparse and prices are rising. So what's the driver? Yeah, there are several. Fear of social unrest, crime, or folks have more time to go hunting? Well, perhaps what's most in demand might answer that question. We're told that people are buying up 12-gauge shotgun shells, 9mm bullets suitable for a handgun, and 5.56 bullets suitable for military-style rifles. Meanwhile, the FBI National Instant Criminal Background Check System, that database also documented an increase in firearm sales. In 2010, there were 14.4 million background checks for gun purchases. That jumped to almost 39.7 million last year and 22.2 million through June of this year. It is on track to beat the numbers from 2020. Electric vehicles? That's old news. Now it's electric jet aircraft. Not really. CNBC is reporting that Lilium, a German startup making electric jets that can take off and land vertically, has announced plans to sell 220 of its vehicles for up to $1 billion to Brazilian airliner Azul. The two firms said they plan to build an EVTOL, that's Electric Vehicle Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Network, across Brazil between now and 2025. The aircraft will do 175 miles an hour, and the range will be 155 miles. The aviation industry is under intensifying pressure to look at new ways of powering their carriers as policymakers publicly acknowledge the necessity of transitioning to a low-carbon society. Lilium's latest aircraft is a 5-seater model, but the one that goes into serial production and gets sold to Azul will be a 7-seater model. Foot Locker has announced it's purchased a pair of retail stores to enhance their footprint in the North American continent and in Asia. The company purchased Eurostar Incorporated, the operator of WSS stores primarily on the U.S. West Coast, for $750 million, and the Japanese company Atmos Brand for $360 million. The deals will be funded with available cash. So does America have a labor issue or a pay issue? It's a question that's often debated. Business Insider is reporting what we already know. Stores and restaurants around the U.S. are struggling to find workers in this tight labor market. The phrase, "nobody wants to work anymore," has gained popularity as some businesses blame the labor shortage on lazy workers. Other business owners have disputed claims that the shortage is due to laziness. Michael Astoria is the CEO of the restaurant chain And Pizza. He told Business Insider that his 51 locations were fully staffed and that the secret was to pay workers proper wages. He offers $16 an hour plus benefits. And he went on to say there isn't a labor shortage. There's a shortage of business owners willing to pay a living wage. Well, it was a huge battery pack that's part of Tesla, and it blew up and caused a fire that took days to put out. Business Insider is reporting that a Tesla Megapack battery pack caught fire during testing, and it took firefighters 4 days to extinguish the blaze, that according to Australian local authorities. A Megapack is Tesla's largest battery product and can store energy generated by solar panels or wind turbines. The Victorian Big Battery Project, where the fire started, is made up of 210 Megapacks. The exact cause of the fire is still unknown, but is being investigated. We've reported in the past about the high number of travel trailers and RVs that have been selling like crazy to folks who have a desire to get out and roam the nation, but still stay away from crowds. Well, now there's a story out about a custom van manufacturer who is low on inventory because of Amazon. CNN is reporting that Amazon's trend of buying up vans to serve as delivery vehicles has constrained the supply of vans available for use as mobile homes. Alexa Owens, the owner of Cascade Custom Vans, told CNN that Mercedes Sprinters, Ford Transits, and Ram ProMasters, which are used by Amazon as delivery vehicles, are also popular for people seeking custom vans. In the face of rising demand, the van life industry has been stymied by a shortage of computer chips, port delays that have slowed deliveries of vital goods like windows, and now a shortage in vans. Well, it wasn't a great day for the first trading day of August as stocks closed mostly down, even in the face of better-than-expected earnings reports. What happened? Well, to put it simply, worries about the Delta variant of the coronavirus and a slowing U.S. economy overshadowed optimism about more fiscal stimulus and a strong second-quarter earnings season. Data earlier in the day showed that although U.S. manufacturing grew in July, its pace slowed for a second straight month as spending rotated back to services from goods and shortages of raw materials persisted. The softer-than-expected data also sent U.S. bond yields to their lowest since July 20 and knocked the blue-chip Dow off an intraday record high hit in early trading. The Dow ended the day off by 97 points at 34,838, while the S&P 500 lost 8 points to close at 4,387. The NASDAQ was up fractionally, closing at 14,861. Only 4 of the 11 S&P sectors traded higher by market close, among them utilities and real estate, generally considered safe bets in a time of uncertainty. With manufacturing activity data coming in weaker than expected, investor focus now turns to the service sector data that's due on Wednesday and the Labor Department's monthly jobs report that we'll see on Friday morning. And finally, there is this. The Delta variant has injected uncertainty into many companies' return to the office plans, raising questions about indoor mask wearing, vaccination requirements, and whether, given the swiftness of the latest contagion, coming into work is safe at all. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has said those inoculated against COVID-19, while better protected against illness from the variant, can still spread it. Practical issues also abound, weeks before offices plan to reopen, including who's going to pay for weekly COVID-19 testing as an option for unvaccinated employees. Stay tuned. Also, stay here, because coming up for the interview, it's a conversation with Dr. Glenn Hurst. He's a physician who made the choice to work in rural America. We'll talk about rural economics, rural healthcare delivery, and his new book. All of this before he announced he was running for the U.S. Senate from the state of Iowa. Dr. Glenn Hurst, just a click away.